Why should we praise God? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and that's what I'm talking about this Thanksgiving week. Christ followers are to be thankful, praising, joyful people. It's on practically every page of the Bible. But why? What's in it for us to praise God? Consider these wonderful benefits. Praise helps us mature spiritually. Praise is the spark plug of faith. The more we praise God, the more our faith and trust in the Lord will grow, and that will cause us to become mature in Christ. What are some of your personality traits that you know need changing, you know? Do you tend to be a complainer, maybe? Are you more negative than positive? Do you have a critical spirit? Is it hard for you to forgive, or maybe you carry grudges against people? Whatever would be on your list of poor character traits, praising God is a key principle in changing those traits. Think about this. Praise and sulking cannot coexist. Praise and griping don't go together. Praise cannot exist with a negative attitude, right? Praise and an unforgiving spirit have a hard time getting along together. If you start making praise a major focus of your life, those things about yourself that you don't like but you haven't been able to change, just watch. They will start to change. And then secondly, praise brings healing for us, emotional, mental, and physical healing. Did you know that over half of the available hospital beds are occupied by victims of mental and nervous disorders? And as a result, we have a huge industry built to address emotional problems. I believe with all my heart that a massive program of personal and corporate praise could be a big part of the answer to many emotional problems for those who are believers. Think about what happens when you begin to praise the Lord. You're no longer self-focused. The worship and praise of God demands a shift of center from self to God. And when praise becomes a way of life, then God becomes the center of that life instead of self. Praise produces forgetfulness of self, and forgetfulness of self really helps to produce good mental and emotional stability. These are just some of the reasons we should praise God. But what does it mean to give a sacrifice of praise? I'll get into that specific question tomorrow, so plan to join me. Remember, you can always have copies of these devotionals. They're on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. And also remember that our special Christmas Zoom is scheduled for December 5th. You can sign up for that at christianworkingwoman.org.